This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations Security Council is urging the international community to bring the perpetrators and instigators of the twin suicide bombings at Kabul Airport in Afghanistan's capital to justice in a joint statement released Friday. The blast Thursday, claimed by the Islamic State Jihadist group, killed at least 85 people, including 13 U.S. servicemen. They add further panic into the final days of a chaotic U.S.-led evacuation as thousands of frightened Afghans rush to leave their country after the Taliban swept to power. The Security Council said, quote, it condemned in the strongest terms the deplorable attacks. The council called on all relevant parties to respect and facilitate the safe evacuation of civilians and reiterated its support for the work of the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan. The United States top commander says evacuations will continue despite the threat of further attacks, noting that there were still about 1,000 U.S. citizens in Afghanistan. The pace of flights accelerated on Friday, and American passport holders had been allowed to enter the airport compound, according to a Western security official inside the airport. In the past 12 days, Western countries have airlifted nearly 100,000 people, but they acknowledge that thousands will be left behind when the last U.S. troops leave at the end of the month. Worries are growing that the remaining population will face a humanitarian crisis with the coronavirus spreading and shortages of food and medical supplies looming. The World Health Organization said it hoped to establish an air bridge with the help of Pakistani authorities to get medical supplies into the country. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.